Talk with George Norrie. Call the Wildcard line at area code 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5. And dialing toll-free, 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
And a special hello to you listening on your favorite radio station around the country and in Canada. Those Streamlink members, the Fantastic Forum Pirates, the Imaginative World Explorers, Yahoo Chat, Sorcery IRC, and all the other chat rooms that are springing up all around this country. By the way, next Friday, the program will originate live in Austin, Texas, from the studios of KLBJ. That'll be on Friday. Then Saturday, I'm participating in the station's Talk Fest, so I'll be out there. Our special guest on the Friday night program will be none other than Alex Jones. Alex lives in Austin, so I've invited him to come on down and be on the program. So we'll be talking with Alex about a lot of issues since the last time he's been on the program. Open lines for you for the next couple hours. Here's some stories, though. In a very extremely rare event, a communication satellite has stopped communicating, resulting in no telephone service for 10 South Pacific nations. The $100 million IS-804 satellite stopped relaying phone calls. And you know what? It's still in orbit, but no longer pointing its antenna toward Earth. This could have been caused by the recent solar storms, although no other satellites have been affected. Then I get this very fascinating email in from Roger Tulsis, who was our guest last night as we talked about electronic harassment and other issues. Here it is. This was an email sent to him. I love microwaves. I experiment with them. Yes, they are dangerous if not treated properly. And I do believe the government tinkers around with them. But I've got a short story for you. My 8-year-old daughter started in a new school. She was doing real well, cutting a 90 average. That is good. And her teacher loved her. One day she noticed that all her little friends had cell phones. So, of course, she wanted one too. Well, I took her out to the store and we picked out a pink one with purple flowers on it, and she loved it. So now she can chat with all her friends. The next day, I got a call from her teacher asking me to pick her up because she had been so disruptive in class, and she wasn't doing her work. I brought her home, and she flung open into her room and locked the door. When she finally came out, she was puffy-eyed and crying. I guess something must have happened at school. But when I questioned her, she said nothing happened. She just felt sad and yucky. Later that night, she was fine. I wrote it off as a bad hair day for her. The next morning she awoke. She was fine. I packed her lunch and her phone in her backpack and walked her to the bus stop, like always. No sooner did we get there, she started picking a fight with another girl. She started acting horribly. I told her if she didn't start behaving, I'd take her phone away, which I did. In seconds, she settled down and started acting normal. She begged for the phone back. So as usual, I gave in and gave it back to her. Within 60 seconds, she started crying out again. This time, she punched another girl in the face. I took her back home, punished her by sending her to her room, and took her phone away again. Like flipping a light switch, she started acting normal again. She kept telling me that she feels yucky. She can't help it. I wonder what it is. Could the cell phone be affecting her behavior? Maybe. Maybe. I would not rule that out, especially if she's been a good little kid all these years. By the way, President Bush, during his inauguration, I don't know if you saw the picture. He and his wife and the daughter, they were holding up their hands in the horn signal, okay? Now, in Texas, where Bush is from, obviously, it's a sign of compassion for the University of Texas Longhorns. You know, it's where you hold up your right hand with the index and pinky fingers raised, and your middle fingers are down, okay? And it's got like two little horns sticking up. Well, apparently in Norway, this gesture is a salute to Satan. So everybody saw this picture in Norway, and they believed that the Bushes were Satanists waving to the devil. By the way, the Da Vinci Code will be shot inside the Louvre in France. Film director Ron Howard, who used to play Opie, will shoot the scenes in the Louvre Museum in Paris for the film adaptation of the bestseller Da Vinci Code. This is going to be a home run, I think. The movie version of Dan Brown's Thriller will feature Tom Hanks as Professor Robert Langdon. It's scheduled to start shooting in May. That's going to be one neat movie. I haven't seen White Noise yet. Have you? I do know that the New York Daily News did a review on it, and they mentioned Art, and they mentioned me and Coast to Coast, and said that a lot of people believe in those stories. A cartoonist who portrayed Jesus as a pot-smoking hippie has been sentenced to 6 months in prison by a Greek court. He's an Australian. In his comic book, The Life of Jesus, shows the Son of God crossing the Sea of Galilee naked on a surfboard. It depicts the Last Supper as a drinking binge and the late Jimi Hendrix as a heavenly friend of Jesus. Well, the cartoonist, who did not attend the hearing, described the Greek court ruling as absolutely scandalous. An international team of scientists believes it has found cancer's master switch with the discovery of a gene that they have now dubbed Pokemon. Like the electronic game figures, the tiny monsters in Pokemon are what they call cancer-triggering genes, apparently instigating the misbehavior of other cancer-causing genes, leading to tumor formation. In today's issue of Journal Nature, the researchers in Japan and Britain announced that the gene plays a key role in starting a malignancy. As a result, scientists now believe they have stumbled upon an important new target for an anti-cancer drug. Isn't that something? His name is Patrick Duell. He's 42 years old, and at one time, he weighed 1,072 pounds. Can you imagine that for a moment? 1,072 pounds. Where in the heck did he gain those extra 72 pounds? No, I'm kidding. I mean, 1,072 pounds. Well, he stayed in the hospital for 7 months, checked in grave condition. He was almost dead. Everything was failing, heart failure, diabetes, high blood pressure. Well, he is now down to 610 pounds, and he feels much better. He's leaving the hospital, and he hopefully wants to get down to 240 pounds. Good luck to him, Patrick. A machine, by the way, that prints human skin could help burn victims. In England, a scientist has developed this device that grows a patient's skin cells, then transfers them onto a piece of plastic, and then they sew it onto the wound where the plastic then dissolves. Remarkable. They say the treatment will replace skin grafts eventually. And no scarring. An Italian restaurant that sold a pizza with a human tooth baked into the crust has been fined nearly $4,000 for lack of hygiene. The attorney for the restaurant calls it insanity. They simply say, how is the owner of the pizzeria going to force employees to go to the dentist every day or strap a lid over their mouths. So in addition to open lines, I'll give you these numbers. I'm going to open up a Strange Things open line night for you. Strange things that have happened in your life, check in with me. West of the Rockies, 800-618-8255. That's 800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 800-825-5033. First-time caller line is 818-501-4721. The wild card line is open for you, 818-501-4109. And the Strange Things hotline number, 818-817-0021. 818-817-0021. It's open line time, and this night will go by very quickly, so let us take advantage of the calls. Wildcard line, welcome to Coast, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from, sir?
Interstate 10 westbound. This is Seymour over here in the FedEx truck.
Hi there.
Anyway, I wanted to let you know something strange and unusual that happened in my life. My older brother, when he was being born, the doctor ended up hurting my brother and my mother, and they didn't think either one were going to survive.
Oh, my gosh.
Over time, my mother recuperated. My brother ended up having hemorrhaging on the brain since they used forceps.
Yes.
And after the age of two, the doctors and the specialists have told my parents that my brother would be fine if he reached the age of two. The hemorrhaging of the brain would not be an issue, and the water in the brain would subside. But the day that they got the news, my parents got the news that my brother was going to be fine, the doctor went home happy as he could be and told his wife that my brother Mark was going to be fine. She went to the store and forgot something, walked back in the house, and he ended up dying, the doctor did, of hemorrhaging of the brain, the same thing that all this time he was telling my parents that my brother may die of.
The doctor died.
Yes, and he was in fantastic health. My mother said he was a picture of health.
That is bizarre.
Isn't it?
I've never heard of one like that before.
Yeah, my brother now is in Texas, and he's a hospital administrator.
It is so strange how things happen like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely, George.
All right.
But anyway, I will let you go.
All
thanks
right.
for the time. Take
All
care,
right.
buddy.
Truck on. Thanks. First-time caller. That's a weird story. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Good morning, George.
Good morning to you. Wherever you are, where are you?
Alabama.
All right.
I actually wanted to put this question to Philip the last hour, but I didn't get it in time. I was wondering what you thought about putting all the money that they spent on NASA and their exploration, space exploration, if they were to try to put any of that towards the marine exploration, and see what kind of benefits we could get from actually knowing our own planet before we got out into space.
Well, you know, you also bring up something very interesting, because we do not spend nearly the amount of money that we spend in space on right here things that are going on in the ocean. You're absolutely right.
Exactly.
About that. You know what? I have been a proponent of space all my life, and I'll continue to be, but somewhere along the line they should also increase budgets for ocean exploration, because there's a lot of things going on. Plus, I think they can develop more and more food sources.
Exactly. I mean, he talked about seed, you know, the seed corn for the future, and we can take pictures of things out in space and whatnot. But how about, you know, actually getting something physical sooner for us here on Earth? You know, for eliminating famine. You know, if you can harvest food from the ocean, or work towards that. I think if you get that to that spot sooner, you know, you're going to get it to it before you go into space.
Good point. Absolutely.
Okay.
And also they can look for these underground UFO bases or these underwater UFO bases.
Well, hey, exactly. Well, I had one more question real quick.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard of off the coast of California, something coming out of the ocean named, they nicknamed it the Rock or Rock. And I don't know if you ever heard of that. It was a giant kind of like whale-like creature, but no one had ever seen it. Before they actually have footage of it, but I
can't recall.
Yes, yes. I don't know what the name of that is, but it's they couldn't identify it.
Right.
A lot of people thought it might have been a large squid.
Well, it was whale-shaped, and
yeah.
Its face had like a Pac-Man smile. I mean, it's kind of hard to describe it other than seeing it. And they swam, you know, divers swam alongside this thing for a while, but we never knew this thing existed. And, you know, it's in our ocean, and, you know, we're talking about space exploration, the unknown. Well, the unknown is here in the ocean, you know.
Yeah, you know, you're right about
that. Our own planet.
We should be there. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you for your time. You have a good night.
My dear friend, he's a part-time actor, comic, and he works at the Great Greek Restaurant in Los Angeles. Wonderful guy. His name's George Poulos. Great Greek guy. He's given me some great stories. He got bitten by a 5-inch brown spider last night. I ran into him tonight at this restaurant, limping and dragging his leg. And I told him, I said, George, this might have been a brown recluse, for crying out loud. Go to the hospital. I mean, his leg was all swollen and everything else. But he's got some dear friends in Iowa. Laura, she sent us here. This you talk about presents. Remember when I asked for Christmas gifts? We got over 10 million. No, I didn't get that at all. But she sent us the original edition of the books that Admiral Richard Byrd had written. His books, and these things are old relics, but I've got them in my office now. And Laura, thank you out there in Iowa. I mean, what a great gift that was. And I'm looking forward to reading it. It's got these old pictures in there and everything else. But for you, George, and I know you're listening, get that spider bite checked. I mean, that's dangerous stuff. Let's go to our Strange Happenings hotline. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, how are you today,
I'm doing fine, thank you.
I have a real strange, I'm really a realist, and I try not to believe in superstitions and things of that nature, but I had a cat that died of feline leukemia.
Oh, my.
And, you know, I had a good relationship with the cat, you know, because I love cats. But a couple of days after that, I'm laying in my bed. I just got off of work, and I'm watching TV with the TV down, you know, the sound down.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to lull myself to sleep. And all of a sudden, I feel at the bottom of my bed, like as if a cat or something was walking. Like you can feel the impressions.
Oh, could you see the impressions get dented in?
No, because the lights were off.
Okay.
But I could feel them. I mean, I had to ask myself, almost pinch myself, because I knew I was up.
He was there, wasn't he?
But I laid as still as possible, because in a way I was kind of afraid, you know. But I called out the cat's name. And then it stopped all of a sudden.
I guess, you know, it is jarring to have that happen to you. But, you know, if your animal, you know, you love your animal. And by the way, if you like animals, you're okay in my book. I don't think there's any reason to be afraid. I mean, your animal, it's not like Pet Cemetery. They're not coming back that way.
No. I was just wondering if maybe it was a spirit, you know, his spirit that was actually coming back. I mean, like I said, I'm not a superstitious person, but it was so odd that, you know, it's something I'll never forget for the rest of my life. And it's happened maybe like five to seven years ago. So it's not like, and I'm an older guy, so it's not like I was a child and, you know, I was hallucinating.
Right. No, I've always believed that animals also are in a spirit realm. They might not be in the same dimensional realm as we are when they die, but
right.
but they're there.
Right.
Okay.
All right, well,
thanks for the call.
My first time calling, sir, and I've loved your show.
Glad you got in. Where are you calling from, by the way?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right, take care.
Listening to us on WGST. Uh-oh, let's see. What have I done here? There I go. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I had something very strange happen to me about 3 weeks ago.
What was that?
I was watching a television, and a huge, luminous light just flashed in like an explosion. And then at the same time, there was a huge bang of a metal door between two plates. So loud, and I thought maybe my window was broken, but nothing was broken. I went outside. I couldn't see anything. There was no car or any vehicle. And then a week later, about a week or 2 weeks later, the same thing happened at a supermarket.
Exactly the same thing?
Exactly the same thing.
Now, when you hear this explosion and you see this light, I mean, what happens? I mean, do you go blind for a moment or what?
No, I just, I was about 8 or 9 feet from it. But it was right before me.
Does anybody else see this?
Yes, I had a friend sitting there in the chair watching TV at the same time.
And that friend saw that beam of light?
Yes, yes.
What do you think it is?
I have no idea. It scared me.
I don't know. I wonder if it's some kind of something angelic.
I don't know. And another thing, about 2 years ago, I was getting out of bed in the morning to go to the bathroom, and I got back into bed, and I flipped up the covers, and there was a huge, big eye, a round eye with the little spots on it, and was staring at me.
Did it blink?
Yes, it did.
Oh, my gosh. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast.
A love that's strong, reaching out, holding me through the darkest night.
Want a time travel? Go back to past shows on Streamlink. Sign up online at coasttocoastam.com.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. Hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another. I just stay up again if I can for sure.
To talk with George Norrie, call the Wildcard line at area code 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
And that special Strange Happenings hotline, 818-817-0003. You know, every Friday, I'm just going to take a few moments and ask all of you to use your collective mind, consciousness, prayer, call it what you will, and just start thinking some good thoughts, some good vibes. Maybe, just maybe, we'll start changing some things of this planet, or at least reduce some of the evil that might be out there. We're not going to do it on weather patterns because that is uncontrollable, as I have found. But we are going to do it for the human spirit and humankind. And every once in a while, too, I'm going to ask you to say something a little special, think a little special, a little prayer for people, for individuals. And in the case I'm going to do for one now, this is a person who he's a toughie, and for a long time was very critical of some of the things I did on this program. But you know what? As I grew, he grew. He stuck with me and started sending me some pretty good pointers on some pretty darn good stories that helped us develop some things, specifically mad cow disease. And as you well know, that is a story that we will not let go of. And I haven't had meat since we did that very first mad cow disease story until the FDA begins to change its regulations about what they do and how they test. His name is Gorm Worm. That's his handle when he's on these internet chats. He has been on the internet chats with the Fantastic Four Pirates and the Imaginative Worlds Explorers. And he had his leg amputated, I'm told, because of diabetes. And just say a special prayer for him as well. But once a week, we're going to do that. We're going to just take a few minutes just to use the power of your collective minds and think good thoughts. And just maybe we can change some things on this planet. Okay, welcome back to Coast. We'll take this straight up to the top, and then we'll have more of Open Lines for you next hour. Wildcard Line, where are you calling from? Hi.
Hi, Denver, Colorado.
Denver. Is it cold up there today?
Actually, right now, to tell you the truth, it's 46 degrees.
That's not bad for Denver in January. Not bad.
Definitely not.
What's going on?
Well, actually, this is the first time I heard your show, and it was quite interesting, actually, and you guys said the numbers, so I figured I would call.
Oh, it sure is. Now, how come you haven't found us before that, or how did you find us now?
Well, I drive a limousine for a living, and I'm sitting here waiting for my customers to come out, kind of bored. And
where did you take them?
We went to quite a few different places, but we're at the one of the Denver Chop House now, right?
Now, what do you expect for a tip after this night is done?
You know, it's whatever they feel like I deserve.
I mean, would you be happy with $100, or is that not enough? You would.
Yeah.
Is that a good tip for a limo driver for a whole night?
For a whole night, depending on, you know, pretty much how much work I had to do. But yeah, on an average, yeah.
Do you have to get out though, open their door and all that?
Oh, well, I don't have to, but I do.
Yeah, well, I guess they expect that, don't they?
Actually, some people think it's weird, but especially because I'm a woman.
There aren't a lot of women limousine drivers.
No, there aren't.
No, not at all.
I usually try to bank on that, so.
Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah. But actually, my comment is, you guys were talking about the NASA program earlier.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've felt this way for a little while now. I thought that if we concentrated more on getting off of the planet, possibly, and maybe having an out somewhere, you know, to go to, or having even that option, and we stopped worrying about what's really going on it, you know, we might get a lot further. I don't know.
Would you ever go if they asked you to?
Sure.
You would?
Oh, absolutely.
No doubts.
No doubt.
What about your friends, your family? You'd leave them all behind?
Yeah.
Where would you go? If you had a chance to go any place in this universe, where would you go?
Probably to the next galaxy. If that would be, I mean, that's probably not possible.
Well, no. In this case, you could do whatever you wanted to. That's where you'd go?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I'd want to, you know, see another solar system or whatever it is.
I'd want to go to Mars. Just to see if, yeah, we've got a guest that you probably haven't heard of because you're brand new to the show, but
yeah.
His name's Richard Hoagland. I'd want to see if his theories are correct. He believes that we have evolved from the Martians and that there's structures all over there from past civilizations. I'd want to go to Mars.
Oh.
But not in a limousine.
Well, that'd be kind of difficult.
It sure would.
That would be quite an expensive limousine.
Sure would. All right, be safe. Look, I hope they have a great time with you as a driver.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, how'd you get into this?
Into the driving?
Yeah.
Actually, it was one of the first cars I learned how to drive when I was 11. My mom used to own a company.
You learned how to drive when you were 11?
Yeah, well, the first car I learned how to drive was a stock car because my dad used to race. And then the second one I learned how to drive was a limousine.
Oh, I bet you don't gun that limousine all over town, though, do you?
I don't what?
Gun it all over town.
Isn't that no. No. Actually, I try not to do that at any time in a limousine.
Okay. Well, enjoy the night.
Yep, you too.
Keep listening. Tell all your passengers about the show. Appreciate it. Let's go to our Strange Happening Hotline. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, this just happened recently, so when I heard you set up the line, I'd call. I have this disability claim pending with Social Security, and
okay.
It's been going on for about a year.
All right. You sound young. How old are you?
Actually, I'm 30. I just had a birthday.
You are young.
38 years old.
Okay. What happened to you?
Well, anyway, I eat pretty good, take good care of myself. Anyway, it's been going. So it's been causing me a lot of stress, you know, because
sure.
You know the money issues and stuff like that. It's been going on for about a year. So I pick up the phone the other right before Christmas, and it was a Sunday morning, and try to get some information about what's going on, right? So the lady picks up the phone, and. I'm like, I'm kind of surprised that you guys are, even open today. And she's like, no. She goes, well, most people, this is a really good time to call, Saturday and Sunday, because most people, aren't aware.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we get to talking, and she goes, well, I can't give you any information about the claim, but she goes, I can tell you this. She goes, Merry Christmas, right, like that. She goes, well, a decision was just made. And she goes, Merry Christmas.
Oh, so she was reading it, I guess, huh?
But, yeah, I guess she knew what the decision
was.
Happened. But she's not allowed to give me that information, right?
Okay.
But the way she said it kind of was...
You knew it was good news.
Well, yeah, it led me to think it was good news. So anyways, I get off the phone, and I immediately felt like a lot better.
Yeah,
a lot of stress and everything, right? So, and I still do, But anyways, for the next week, I'm sitting at home, and thinking, something was kind of strange about that conversation, It just didn't kind of like, it just felt a little odd. So I called back, and I'm waiting to talk to the person. There's a recording saying, we're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Uh-oh.
So I'm still waiting. I've got to. I should hear in something in less than a month.
Who do you think you talked to?
I have no idea.
I hope it's good news for. Have you ever found the dispensation of the claim? What happened?
I will hear something in less than a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, let's all think about you, and hopefully things will work out for
you. Yeah, really, huh?
What's the disability, if I can ask?
Oh, it's nothing really. It's really something I shouldn't go into.
Okay, understand.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Cool.
Mm,
bye.
All right. Take care. Now, I don't want to get too personal into your lives, but so if I ask too much during open lines, just tell me. Wildcard Line, you're on Coast to Coast. Welcome to the show. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
George, this is Cindy in San Diego. I live on a boat. I've talked to you before.
What kind of boat do you live on?
A sailboat, 32-foot Pearson.
That's kind of a neat life, living on
a boat. Yeah, I sailed here from Trinidad by myself.
Did you? All by yourself?
Yeah.
Gutsy lady.
Yeah, well, it's easier than having somebody with.
Sailboats are tough, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess. It's a good life.
It sure is.
Yeah. So what I wanted to comment on was this tsunami. I've never experienced one, but from what I've been told and read is that if you're out in the middle...
Where'd you go? Call back. You're gone? She's gone. Maybe she'll call back, Tommy. She was right out in the middle of... I hope you didn't get hit by a tsunami, for God's sakes. East of the Rockies, welcome to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. This is Andy. I'm in Canton, Ohio, and I'm listening to you on WTAM 1100.
Where we just hit number one again in the lovely Cleveland area.
Yeah, and we're proud to have you here, George, let me tell you.
Well, we're glad to be there. What's up?
Well, I was thinking about this this caller that calls in about his grandfather's clock.
Yes. Yeah, he's called in a couple times now.
Right. And I've heard the shows before where you have the ghost investigators.
Yep.
And how they record the ghost voices, using a tape recorder
and a
regular cassette tape.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think that this caller should put one of those recorders by the clock and start asking his grandfather questions.
Great idea.
To see if it's him or, who it is, or and see what his grandfather... has left unresolved, and maybe this his grandson could take care of it for him.
Great idea.
Yeah, I heard it the first time he called, then I heard it was either this week or just last week when he called back again, and I thought this guy needs to do one of these experiments.
Wouldn't he freak if he heard his grandfather talking on tape?
Wouldn't we all freak if he called you back and played it and his grandfather's voice was there?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
That's a good idea. And I'm sure he's listening. Maybe he'll do that.
Yeah, hey George, I'm in a FedEx truck here, so let me give you a toot here.
All right, get those packages there by tomorrow.
I'm working on it.
2 p.m. business.
We're eliminating the exceptions, just delivering the package.
You got it. Take care.
Bye, George.
Bye. Federal Express guys, they're everywhere. They did a great job, don't they? First time caller line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is David. I'm calling you from Fresno. I listen to you from 580.
Hi, David.
I have a kind of a strange experience that happened to me when I was about 12 years old.
All right, what happened to you?
I was in my room looking up at the ceiling. I was trying to go to sleep, and then a few minutes later, I felt like there was a heavy weight on my chest, and I tried to yell and scream to my parents to let them know that I needed help, and nothing came out.
Oh, that's a horrible feeling. Now, did you see anything? There's an old hag syndrome where people have seen this little old lady coming into the room and holding them down. You didn't see that?
No, I didn't, but shortly thereafter, when I couldn't speak or couldn't move, my bedroom door was cracked about quarter inch to about half inch, and I immediately saw, about a couple minutes later, I saw this red beam of light come all the way into me and hit me on the forehead. And to this day, I can't explain it, and I don't know what it is.
And once that happened, David, what happened? I mean, did that feeling of paralysis go away?
I couldn't move after that with the beam of light as well. For maybe, I don't know, it felt like eternity, but I don't know exactly. I lost track of time.
What a horrible feeling. And that's it? Never happened again?
Never happened again. And to this day, I can't explain it, and you're the first person I've ever told.
What was it like the next night going to sleep? I bet you didn't want to go to bed.
I had problems going to bed probably for the next 6 months.
Yeah, I can believe that. Thanks for the story. Could have been sleep paralysis. Until you brought up the red light, I don't know what that was. I really don't. Don't even want to speculate. West of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Yeah.
This is John. I'm from Albuquerque.
Hey, John.
You helped me find my dad, and that in itself is strange and amazing.
Oh, that was a great story.
Thank you. It was a great experience. I wanted to talk to you about the amazing Randy.
Okay.
He was a short segment in my psychology class. And we were watching this videotape of him. He also did I don't know, 48 hours or something like that, where he was saying that he had all this money, like $1 million for anybody who could do some of the things that they say they do.
Correct.
Psychics or, and I'm wondering how come people don't go and talk to him and just do what they say they can do? I mean, why is he would be an excellent show.
He won't come on. I've tried to get him on. We're going to keep trying, as you heard. Apparently, he's taken $1 million and has put it with an investment bank. They're holding it. A friend of mine who does a radio show in St. Louis knows him well. He believes the money's there. Sylvia Brown, the psychic, who has been challenged by him to do what she does, she hasn't taken him up on the offer. Her reason is she don't believe the money's there. So, I mean, they go back and forth. But, I mean, you are right. I think a true psychic should go after him and take advantage of it and take his money.
Not only take his money, but, like, turn his whole world upside down, you know? Like, he is so set in his ways to where he thinks, like, you know, this is all just a bunch of hogwash and whatever. He said a bunch of things. But, you know, to have that kind of belief and then all of a sudden, you know, something so radical changed it would definitely have a very long-lasting effect.
Yeah, I'd like to see somebody take him up on his challenge.
That would be a great show.
And I'd love to get him on here.
Oh, man.
Maybe I'll use my intuitive psychic ability and go after the cash myself. What could I lose?
Right.
And I'll divvy it up with all of you.
Exactly.
Let's see. Yeah. How much would that be? If we have 10 million listeners and I got $1 million, that would be 10 cents a piece? 10 cents a piece. It would cost more to mail it to you. No, we won't do that. Strange Happenings Hotline, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Where are you?
I am in Indianapolis, Indiana, listening to you on 1070 WIBC.
Absolutely. Welcome to the show.
My name is Boots.
Boot?
Boots, B-O-O-T-S, like the shoes you wear.
Boots. How'd you get that name?
It's my great-grandma's maiden name on my dad's side.
So that's your legal name?
That is my legal name on my birth certificate, social security number, everything. And
how cool.
I'm a twin. He gets Jim, I get Boots.
So. Well, at least we won't forget Boots ever again.
Yeah, you won't, and it's a great conversation piece.
Yep.
So, but that's not the weird story. But the story that I have is that when I was in high school, I was taking my sister to a party about 5 minutes from our house. And on the way there, we see these two guys sitting at the end of a road. And it was like an old white Ford Fairlane. And these two, I don't know if it's two guys, because they were covered up, but they were all in entire white. And they're sitting inside the car. And I'm like, that's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Take my sister up to the house, drop her off, come back, and the guys aren't there anymore. So about 2-3 hours later, I go back home, or go back to pick up my sister from the party. As I'm passing the same spot, these people aren't there. I pick up my sister, get in the car, and the first thing she asks, like, did you see the guys again, or did you see the car? And I'm like, no, I didn't see them. So as we're going back to my house, to my parents' house, at that same spot on the way back through, the car is sitting there again, and the two people, or whoever they were sitting in the car. So we're, like, freaking out by this time.
Absolutely.
So it's like I'm just getting home and getting her home, and we're, like, all scared talking about it. At that time, neither one of us had a cell phone, and so as we get home, there's only one way to get from this spot to my parents' house. There's no other road that you can take. And when we get back home to turn onto our street, that same car with the same two subjects are sitting at the end of our street.
What were they doing, Boots?
They weren't even doing anything. They were just sitting, like, staring straight out the car. They wouldn't even, like, turn their heads left or right. Because as we turn, we're looking at them. But as we pass them, they didn't turn their heads and look at us.
Do you think they were real people?
I don't know. I mean, they weren't moving or anything. We couldn't see their face or anything. They're just sitting with all white on, and they have, like, little holes cut out of the eyes of the outfit.
Well, I see. You know, the first thing I'd think about, Boots, is maybe they were Klan members, for crying out loud. But what were they doing there? Who knows? Oh, my gosh, Dan, the hour's up. We'll be back in a moment, though. We've still got another hour for open lines right here on Coast to Coast AM.
But I would not be convicted by jury of my peers, still praising him.